Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Social Anxiety Remedy Podcast with me, Parker. It's great to have you here today. Today, we're going to be going over how to stop feeling judged by others, how to stop caring about the opinions of other people, almost like you took this magic pill and all of a sudden, all your problems, all your worries, you don't care, you don't give a damn what other people think. No, maybe not like that, but something similar. So, it looks like our podcast is finally streaming to all the other sources out there, all the other platforms, which is great to hear, which is good news. I've been out for like 3 days. I've been traveling. I was visiting some family up in St. George, Utah. It's actually a pretty cool place. But now I'm back here in sunny SoCal, and I'm very happy to be back out of the, I think it's like 100 degrees up there constantly. It kind of sucks. But anyways, so as you see by the title, today we're going to be going over how to stop feeling judged from others. And this is a question that I get constantly. It's probably the most asked question other than how can I overcome my social anxiety. It's really the root problem that most people feel other than the kind of sensations that bubble up in their physiology. But feeling uncomfortable with how people perceive them, what people think about. And a lot of times, to be honest with you, we know and we understand that we're being completely irrational about this. We're being completely over-analyzing this subject, but we just can't stop. We just cannot stop, and we think that people are continually judging us and continually looking at our flaws and making fun of us and talking behind our back. And it makes us so that we really don't want to have these great social interactions and these great social opportunities, and we're missing them. So today we're going to be going over how to stop really caring about what people think. And I know today doesn't cover the five big strategies that we talk about a lot, the five being the EFT tapping, subconscious releases, creating this new character, meditation, as well as exposure therapy. But you know, if you really do have those on tap, then things will go by like a breeze. You can really overcome your social anxiety in an extremely effective and fast way. But on the other hand, it's important to supplement those five and always be building and growing and understanding certain different philosophies, such as this one. And this is something that I learned fairly early. I actually learned this before I even learned any of the five real strategies, and it helped me immensely. So I wanted to share this with you today because it seems like I continually get asked this question on my Facebook group. If you're not in my Facebook group, I'll leave a link below. We're growing really quick. It's really cool. I'm in there 24/7. But anyways, I will go ahead and share some of that I learned. So when I was very, you know, new to going ahead and seeking alternative routes to overcoming my social anxiety, I was on the internet 24/7. I was reading books 24/7 and basically paying other people any money that I had at the time, which was basically nothing, and getting them to teach me, finding mentors that were already self-confident and had the answers that I did not have at the time. And from all of that, I was able to cultivate these five strategies, as well as find this really cool philosophy from one of my mentors. And this philosophy is called the mirror effect. Very, very, very serious. The mirror effect. And what this mirror effect basically says is everything that you personally judge somebody on, you are going to feel judged as well. So let me give you a little quick example. Let me take a sip of my drink really quick. Let me give you a really quick example of the mirror effect in my own life, and maybe you can relate it to yours. So I think I've talked about this before, but you know, when it comes to going out, actually, you know what? I'll share something lying, okay? So the mirror effect for me was I had this really good friend in high school, and we were really good buddies. I used to do basically everything with him, and we're pretty similar people. And I would notice that every time we got into a big group of people, big kind of social interactions, he would kind of try to show off himself, okay? He'd try to show off all of his really good positive traits, and I noticed that he would lie a lot, too, that he would lie about and over-exaggerate certain things that happened to him, certain situations, certain things that he'd done, maybe how much money he'd made, or, you know, new people that he'd met. And I was really the only one that knew it wasn't true. And it irked me. It pissed me off all the time, constantly. It was like one of those triggers. I was just like, every time that I knew he was saying something to other people and they were all eating it up, like, oh, that's so cool, that's so cool, I would be pissed, absolutely pissed. And I started to notice this, and it would just make it to the point where I really didn't like hanging out with the kid anymore, even though we were almost best friends, just because of the fact that sometimes, and this didn't even happen a lot, okay, but sometimes he would lie about things and kind of just be very over, he'd overemphasize things and show his personality in a very big way, and I just didn't like it. Well, what the mirror effect basically says is that because I had those feelings, because I had that animosity towards him, I had to look at myself and say, okay, why am I having those feelings? Why am I getting triggered? And this may be something that you have to look at your own life and say, why am I getting triggered at these certain events? So for me, it was the basic fact that I would also lie about things as well, okay? I would lie about practically the same things, maybe not to him because I knew that he knew that they were not true, but in other social gatherings, I would tell these little white lies to try to make myself look cooler as well, okay? And because I had built up this kind of anger and resentment in myself for telling these lies, I was basically taking it out on him. So what that means is every time that he's going to be telling these white lies, I'm going to be mad and internalize that myself, my own way, and I'm going to show it and portray it, even though I don't recognize it at all. I'm going to show it and portray it as this external kind of anger and animosity towards him. Okay, and when he has this big personality, this big and really social attitude towards others, which I couldn't do at the time, I had this built up animosity as well because I was judging him for something that I couldn't do and that I wish I could do. Okay, so let that sink in a little bit. I was judging somebody for something that they could do and that I really wanted to do, but I couldn't. And I had a very negative connotation towards it. And I was just saying to myself and probably to others in gossiping, which is absolutely awful, and saying that, oh, that's a shitty thing to do. That is a stupid thing to do, to be going out and displaying your personality in a big, grandioso way that's really a positive for him. But in my mind, I'm just internalizing it and absolutely falsifying it to a point where I'm saying, that's a bad thing. I'm judging it and I'm judging you. Okay, another kind of example, if you want to put it that way, if you couldn't relate to something like that, which this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you to relate to something in your own life that you are judging and whatnot. The mirror effect. So another example is going up to crowds and meeting new people. So I don't know if you guys remember, but I think I said it in an earlier podcast. We haven't done a lot, but I said I was mad at my friends for wanting to go out and meet new people, go into and jump into different social interactions, whether that be at parties or at school or really anywhere. And I was mad for them leaving the group and going and basically trying to better themselves, make connections and whatnot. Okay, I thought it was stupid. I thought that they were embarrassing themselves. And every time I would see somebody walking over to, say, let's just do a little example, a guy walking over to a big group of girls just to talk to him, I would just be like, oh my God, I can't believe this guy's doing this. Oh, he's gonna get so blown out. Oh, that's so embarrassing. I can't believe he's doing this. And what I'm really doing there is wishing that I could be that person in that specific event. What I'm wishing is that I had that same kind of attitude and mental capacity to be doing what that guy is doing in that moment. But for us, when you don't understand this mirror effect, it doesn't seem like that, and you're going to internalize it as just a very stupid thing to do. So look at it like this. It's kind of a very, this was a very eye-opening experience for me when I first realized that you never have to feel judged ever if you don't judge anybody else. So as we judge other people, say for instance, I'm judging this person walking up to the group of girls, it is going to be a fact that when I do it or when I think about doing it, I am going to feel completely judged. Why wouldn't I? If I'm going to judge somebody for doing that, somebody else is going to judge me, obviously. So imagine if you didn't judge somebody for doing that particular event. What would happen? Would you feel all these eyes on you? Would you feel all this pressure, all this nervousness, this anxiety build up? Or would you feel completely fine because you know that you wouldn't judge somebody for doing something like that? So other people probably wouldn't either. And I know it's kind of hard to think that other people aren't these absolute enemies in life, but when we can stop judging other people for doing certain things, we have this huge weight lifted off of our shoulders, and inevitably, we stop caring what people think. We stop giving a shit about other people's opinions and judgments on us because there's really nothing that we judge ourselves. And as we end judgment and as we continue to have this more open mind, this judgment of others just goes away. It's almost like it couldn't happen in the first place. So this mirror effect is something that was one of the biggest eye-opening experiences that led me to have my very first success in really interacting socially in school, in parties, and social events. And what led me to have, you know, that success where I went out and started completely diving full into how I could get this social anxiety shit figured out. So that's the mirror effect, guys. It's honestly something that you have to see from your own point of view. The next time that you are and you see yourself, judging somebody else or caring about what somebody's opinion is, look at it, break it down, and ask yourself seriously, is this something that I'm judging them on because I want to do it? Is this something that I'm judging someone on because I'm doing the same exact thing? And be real with yourself. One of the biggest things that I see with people struggling with social anxiety is they cannot be honest with themselves. And I've said it before, if you're listening to something like this, you're already in the top 5% of smartest people with social anxiety, so I know that you guys can be completely truthful. It's hard. It sucks in the beginning because you realize that you've been doing things wrong for a while. Okay, most people will not listen to this kind of shit because it means that they're wrong. And if they're wrong, they're going to have to change their whole entire lives. And that's fucking hard. People don't like change. Okay, but if you're here right now, that's obviously something that you want. So make sure every day, look at the things that you're judging others on and stop it. Stop judging others because inevitably, if you stop judging others, you will not feel judged yourself. All right, guys. So that is the podcast for today. I hope you guys like it. Make sure you subscribe. Do whatever you guys want. I'm really new to the podcast scene, so I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just trying to give tips and whatnot of my experiences. But yeah, guys, I get these questions all the time with Facebook and stuff, and it's much easier to explain myself on here than it is to type on a keyboard. So if you want, I'm going to link the Facebook group down in the description. That's what I'm on 24/7, answering questions, posting info, having laughs with people, building connections. So if you want to join a good community like that, go ahead and click that link, and I'll see you next time, guys.